It's music time in Africa. Hello, friends. This is Susan Moran, welcoming you again to Music Time in Africa, a program of popular and traditional African music, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. For today's program, I've selected some recordings from our Voice of America music library, and from time to time, we'll call on our Voice of America music man, Leo Sarkisian, to share with us some of the fine recordings from his own personal collection. It's Music Time in Africa. Today we're turning the Music Time spotlight on the younger generation for a change. So if you enjoy children, we believe you'll have an interesting time today. We're going to follow the young folks all the way from the cradle right up into the teen years, so you can see that we have quite a bit of ground to cover, and we'll begin with a lullaby, the first music a baby hears in Africa and all over the world. Now sometimes a lullaby serves its purpose admirably, and then again, sometimes it doesn't. In this Swazi lullaby, the mother sings to her baby until he becomes fretful, at which time father takes over confidently, only to meet with no better success before he's finished. Well, that's how it goes. You do the best you can, but sometimes it just doesn't suit, no matter how hard you try. I don't suppose there's a child in the world who doesn't love stories. And in Rhodesia, there's a singer whose animal songs and stories are the delight of the local children. He sings about a family of baboons who went to steal a farmer's crops. The father baboon stationed himself up in a tree to keep watch, with the stern instructions that certain kinds of food were to be kept for him and not to be eaten by the young ones. He caught one of them taking a bite of forbidden fruit, climbed down, and applied the palm of his hand vigorously to the proper spot, meanwhile scolding most impressively in English. Here's the song of the baboon.
Andi andi mkanya, andi andi mkanya, andi andi mkanya, andi andi mkanya, andi andi chionga. Umda kwavanyarumbi, tomka usiku siku, tindori ayo wavete, toinda pachurupaya, tindi pachurupaya, tende kwa zakari mwa, waone manige ashe, waone mbukungari, waone feringirake, inindi kuzandiripa, nizani chaone pi. Tona zirimu nyasi, ndashaye muti mrefu, ukuona zikononga, kononga kuna nyarambi, wakari hali okumba. Avo vanu mkanya, tizisa vanu mkanya, avo vanu mkanya.
Sama kude!
Nasitondo serepiko, nasitondo serepiko, nasitondo serepiko, kwa dichango bamchiro.
Oh, you silly boy.
Andi, andi mkanya, andi, andi mkanya, andi, andi mkanya, andi, andi chilonga. Munda kwa wanyarumbi, munda kwa wanyarumbi, nimke siku siku, tindo jaiwa wavete, tinde pachurupaya, tinde pachurupaya, tinde kwa zakari mwa. Waone manige ashe, waone mbukongarie, waone ferengirake, waone shambangarie. Ini ndigo ryandiripa, imizani chaone pi, tona ziri munyasi, ndashaye muti mrefu. Kokuona zigononga, kononga kuna nyarambi, wakali ali okumba. Havo vanu mukanya, isisa vanu mukanya, havo vanu mukanya.
Sama kude, karira iko.
Oh, I told you, you know me.
And that's the kind of story song that keeps the children of Rhodesia entertained, Song of the Baboon. We're traveling now to the country of Malawi to join a group of very young herd boys whose life is full of the intimate knowledge of creatures and their ways. And even the discomforts and hardships of life in the open do not spoil their pleasure in the life they lead, for the days are full of fun as well as work. The youngsters scatter over the countryside for quite an area, and to communicate, they've developed a method of whistling back and forth. Sometimes these whistling conversations cover a considerable distance, preferably all the way across the river, since, as small boys will, they tend to make some rather disrespectful remarks to the older boys, and that's not very healthy, close up. We're going to hear part of one of these whistling conversations first, with some translating for the benefit of those who don't know the code. And as you'll hear, some of the boys' comments provoke quite a laugh. Then we'll hear a couple of short songs, first a game song, and then the call to one another to come and share a treat.
Fale lo
A group of Malawi's young herd boys enjoying something good to eat with a most inelegant burp by one of them. I expect the young Malawi girls we're about to listen to would take a dim view of such manners. As far as that goes, they seem to take a dim view of boys in general. First, they complain of the rascals who go around in groups in the evenings to tease the girls, snatching the sleeping mats out of their huts, and generally making nuisances of themselves. From this, they go on to echo their mother's complaints about the disinclination of the menfolk to work in the garden. My husband likes to eat, they say, but when I ask him to work in the garden, he's always sick. And then they have a third complaint, overheard from a neighbor, perhaps. That man never gets enough to eat, and then when he's full, he turns his back. It is only the presence of the children that prevents his fighting with me. So, the song ends, I waddle off to report to the chief. We've been listening to a medley of game songs by some little girls of Malawi, playing grown-ups, as children love to do, and repeating all the complaints they've heard their mothers, aunts, big sisters, and cousins make about the eccentricities of men in general, and in particular. The young man we're about to listen to now ought to meet with everybody's approval, especially those who enjoy Mbira music. He's a very young Karanga boy from Rhodesia, only 13, and apparently talent runs in the family, for we're told he has a thoroughgoing teacher in his father. The young musician plays and sings an appealing little melody called Chirombo. Spirit of music, follow me. ¶¶
ore o wana tambura neno ore ye 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 o ye 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 o chirungu endelela wakomana o taramu damana yo wakomana iwe o chirungu endelela kana tambura neno o chirungu
music from Rhodesia, played by a 13-year-old boy musician. When they're out walking together, young Zulu girls love to play the musical bow as they sing. Like most young folks, these girls are amusing themselves with mildly derogatory remarks about each other, and one of their number seems to be a prime target today. They comment, "What is it that girl has rubbed on her face? She's rubbed butter all over her face, and she calls it face cream." A little later, one of the girls varies the mood with an attractive South African love song.
Balindu zemia mele lewa, balindu zemia mele lewa, et lif
Still remaining in South Africa, we're off to the East Cape now, where a colorfully dressed group of young Xhosa boys are putting their very best efforts into their first recording session. Wrapped in red blankets and wearing elaborate beaded leggings for the occasion, they sing an old war song, Masalela. A traditional war song of South Africa, sung by a group of Xhosa boys, decked out in all their finery for this recording date. On a few previous programs, we've featured the famous Timbila orchestras of Mozambique and their formal dance suites called Ngodo. Usually, the Ngodo is quite a long and complicated affair, but some have a shorter, simpler form that the young people enjoy called Ngalanga. In the song that accompanies this one, it seems that the chief had directed that this particular dance was not to be performed during the week. The young folks decided that they would do as they liked about this, but the chief discovered the secret dance session, and the culprits found it a bit hard to sit down for a while. So they composed a song about this painful event, and thereafter wisely reserved their dancing for weekends. With three timbilas and three drums, the young people sing Kaula Ndindo.
Thank you.
Well, friends, our time has run out, but I hope you've enjoyed listening to Music Time in Africa. Now, this is Susan Moran saying goodbye and inviting you to join me next time for more traditional and popular African music on Music Time in Africa.
Now, this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa Service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of these same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 11, 13, 16, 19, 25, 41, 49, or 75 meter bands shortwave. Now, until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.